This is WSKG News. Congressman Tom Reed returned to the Southern Tier this week and faced heat about the big GOP tax bill that just passed the House. The Republicans' district includes Elmira, Corning, and Ithaca. He was an architect of the bill. At a town hall, Reed was greeted with jeers. The American Legion in Horseheads was packed with residents who disapprove of the Republican tax bill. They think it's good for the rich at the expense of the poor and the middle class.
I want to know how many people here are either millionaires or billionaires. Okay. Because you guys are going to make out like bandits.
The attendees worry about the loss of certain deductions, like for medical expenses. One woman is angry with the Senate's version of the tax plan. That would eliminate the Affordable Care Act's mandate that everyone have health care.
If the Senate keeps in the mandate, will you vote no if the House continues with the complete no deductibles for medical expenses? I want a commitment from you.
Reed did not make that commitment and said he was against the Affordable Care Act's mandate. Some held signs that read, "Tom Reed voted to increase my property taxes." That's a reference to a limit to the state and local tax, or SALT, deduction in the House tax bill. SALT eases the burden for people who itemize their federal return. It mostly applies to people who are wealthy, but also affects many middle-class New Yorkers because of a heavy state tax burden. The House version limits the deduction to property taxes, but puts a cap on that. The Senate bill eliminates SALT altogether. After the hour-long town hall, Reed said it was clear people were fired up.
I mean, obviously, we had a very passionate crowd today. There was obviously a representation of some folks on the hard left that were very passionate in their beliefs, which I totally respect and I can empathize through.
David Ballier doesn't consider himself on the hard left. He says he's more of an independent. Ballier lives in Steuben County and wants Congress to slow down so residents have time to go through the bill, rather than trying to get reform done by Christmas.
So I don't think my questions were answered. I'm not sure my comments were really fully considered. Some of the obvious questions people have tonight seem to have been glossed over.
A.J. Stowe agrees. He's a Democrat and lives in Horseheads. I asked him, why come then? Why talk to a Congress member he doesn't think will listen?
Because there's news reporters here, and that gets seen by people who sat at home going, oh, I wasn't aware of that. So we're trying to get the information out saying, this is what you have sent, and this is what he is now doing.
Reed hinted the attitudes of the attendees aren't the attitudes of his whole district. He said there are a few hundred people in the room that disagree, but the 23rd district has a population of around 700,000. Two other regional Congress members voted for the House tax bill. Neither Claudia Tenney nor John Katko have held similar town halls since. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.